Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. It says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Program. I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. We do not care. Regardless of it. We don't know anything about cost. Cost. What the hell? No. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. Why? Because there isn't any. It's your freedom. It ain't cheap, but you can afford it. Tyranny is what you cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. Well, I don't know where the hell we're going to end up to tonight. Of course, I never do. But I got some stories in here. God only knows. Same crap. I know my brother called me up early before the show started. Wants to talk about that Bill Cosby, which I don't. I never thought he was funny. I don't know. I know it's news and all, but I know it's got to be covered, but I don't know. But when I was a kid, I remember I liked Fat Albert, and I had a Fat Albert lunchbox. Had those go-karts that they made. I was on the front. I always wanted one of those. But when I was watching Fat Albert, every time he came on, I'm like, God. I told my mom, I said, why does this guy keep coming on here? She goes, well, he's the creator. He's the guy who does all the voices. He's Fat Albert. He's the guy who made the show. I said, I don't care who the hell he is. I want him off of here. Bring back Fat Albert. I wanted Mushmouth and all of them. I wanted the damn cartoon. I didn't want him. I didn't think he was funny. He irritated me for whatever reason. I don't know. And it's not racist. Even though he is, But that's a different story. He can't be racist. Why? Well, he's black. Black people can't be racist. Racism is only for white people. It's only a white people disease. Whatever. So if he calls in, he talks about it, whatever. If he doesn't, then whatever. Now, I know there's a story back in 1969, and there's some other ones in 2004 or 7 or whatever. I don't know. I really don't know. But would it surprise me if it was 100% fact? Not a bit. Not a bit. I know even Queen Latifah, she said, nah, you can't even come on my show. Not even Queen Latifah will take old Bill Cosby now. So maybe there is some evidence. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. And if it is true, then good. Good for Queen Latifah. That's what I say. Even though she does do rap, I do like her for whatever reason. I like her. I think she's pretty cool, I guess. She's probably a stinking liberal like the rest of them. But, you know, whatever. But she seems pretty cool. As far as I know. I hate rap, but I hate all that crap. Whatever. I guess I'm too old and too white. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. Well, good for Queen Latifah. Good for her. Good for her. Now, I don't know. Maybe people are passing judgment too early. Maybe they're not. I don't know. But I don't care. Bill Cosby, I've never been a real big fan. And if he is guilty, well, yeah, he's got to pay a price for it. And same with that, what the hell is his name? Oh, he skipped town and went to Europe. Polanski. I was married to Sharon Tate before the Manson girls got her. He did the same thing. And then people come into it. I mean, how could you defend that? Oh, it was a long time ago. So what? She was what, 14? He was a full-grown man? She was 16, 14, whatever? Drugged her up? Still living hell out of her? And that was a long time ago? You got to forget it. No. So he cowers and runs off to Europe. I don't know where the hell he's at. France or, God, I don't know. I don't know and I don't care. Wherever he's at, he can stay there as far as I'm concerned. And you can take Bill Cosby with you. All right, there's lots of evil, evil people out there that are just desperate to take away our freedom. And I, for one, am getting sick and tired of it. There's only one way to combat that, and that's to lift our jib and get our freedom ship underway. Yeah. There we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Arr! Supposed to make shift colors. All right, now. Before we get to wherever the hell we're going to get to tonight, there's no real scuttlebutt of the day. So I guess we're just going to have to open up my treasure chest and see what the hell's in there. See if there's any booty. December 8th, write this on your calendar. Get it out. December 8th, 2 p.m. If you are anywhere near Bartlow, Florida, look for the tallest building in the entire town. That is known as the Polk County Courthouse. It's at 255 North Broadway Avenue. Make sure you're there December 8th at 2 p.m. Help ride Austin. That's Austin Blakely. Help ride Austin away from the DCF. That's December 8th at 2 p.m. Now, Melissa Willis, I don't know what happened to her today. Her hearing, I guess, was today. We'll find out what happened. I wished her luck yesterday, last night. hopefully things went good for her. We never know with these things. We never really know. So I got nothing to report on that. Of course, she's in Spokane, so it's only 5 o'clock. I mean, God only knows. So I don't want to bug her too much. But if I can find out what happened, I will report it tomorrow. Now, Isaiah Ryder, you remember him? Well, his mama, Michelle, is being sued, being taken to court for medical neglect because the doctors made it up because they wanted to use Isaiah as a lab rat. And they based their medical neglect on the fact that the mother, Michelle, wanted to get a second opinion. Now, how is that neglect by getting a second opinion? Oh, they said that she was over-medicating him. He's in the hospital. You are over-medicating him, which they did, by the way. Everything that they did to this kid, they blamed on her, and which they do to all of these cases. They do it to them all. And they get away with it because nobody's standing up. I am. I know a lot of other people that are. And more. Well, it's going to take even more than that. It's going to take America. It's going to take us all. All of the problems that we have, from ISIS to immigration, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, stimulus, we are the only ones that can fix it. We voted for it. We said, please give it to us. Well, we found out that it doesn't work. We don't like it. It's dangerous. We don't want it anymore. So we get rid of it. But do we do that? No. What do? Well, we vote for more of it. We can't get enough of it. But yet we sit on the couch and bitch about it. Anyway, Michelle Ryder needs your help. She's got a GoFundMe page. It's GoFundMe.com. Then you do that friggin' slash, which is the one with the question mark. GYPC5S. I don't know. I guess that's the code that they give whenever you get one of these. It's too bad you can't put your own little something in there. So people like me, you know, I mean, I can't see, I can't read, I can't talk. I got to see G's and Y's and P's and C's all together. They all look like the same friggin' letter to me. God, I need glasses. This is ridiculous. But anyway, I wrote in, it took me forever to figure out what the hell this was. And so I had to put underneath it so I could read it out loud to you. The big giant letters, man. I spelled it out: Golf, Yankee, Papa, Charlie, Fife, Sierra, which is GYPCFR5, Sierra. I can't read nothing. Damn it. I hate this crap. Now I got to get glasses, which that's all I need. I can drop them, lose them, step on them, keep having to go into the damn stupid doctor and spend $1.5 million friggin' dollars every time I break my friggin' glasses to get a new pair. And that's all I need. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Nature, I tell you, nature is a comedian. The crap nature wants to do to you. I mean, when you're young, the only thing you want to do is get old. When you get old, the only thing you want to do is get young. You know, there's not really a whole hell of a lot I can do about it. I don't know anybody who can. We have to do what we have to do. And what we have to do is we have to stop our own people. These are our own people. These are, look, these are our police, our child protective so-called social workers, our doctors, psychiatrists, judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys. These are the people that are stealing your children. And you have to pay the government so the government can pay them. And then you have to pay the foster care parent so they can put your child in a very dangerous environment where the other kids, well, fondle them and rape them and beat them up. And sometimes the foster care parent does that. So everybody's making money. Families are being destroyed and split up so people can make money. So people can put in a swimming pool in their backyard. They can get that new Mercedes. That second home on the lake. And a boat to go with it. How about that? Is money really worth it? I don't know. Doesn't seem like it to me, but I mean, that's me. See, I'm a crazy person. I'm a whack job. I'm a wacko. I'm a freak. Well, anyway, Michelle Ryder needs your help. You can go on her GoFundMe.com page. You can go on Team Isaiah on Facebook. You find out all about it. Now, look, I do have some more guests coming up here soon. Maybe not this week, but definitely next week. And I'm working on some stuff. And we got to keep talking about this, wherever you are. You don't know. It could be your neighbor. Your neighbor could be under duress of the DCF. They could have their kids captured. You don't know. Could be you. And if they do come knocking on your door, do not let them in. All right, let's get going here tonight. Let's start talking about some stuff here. Let me open up my treasure chest here, see what kind of booty we can pull here. Ah, you know, this right here now, I mean, this is very telling. And just exactly what I talk about at the very beginning of the show, about our freedom. This is very telling. Under Obama, the United States personal freedom ranking slips down to 21. Okay, we are America. Now, I'm holding it in my hand. I know. Again, the freak, the wacko, the crazy person, the whack job, him and his goddamn constitution. Oh, that's right. This is my constitution. And I like it. The government hasn't been able to take this one away from me yet. And they'll never get it. This one they can't have. But in this document are things called, well, freedom. Individual freedom. And it's in there for a reason. It's kind of like why, you know, we went to war with the British, you know, a couple hundred years ago. You know, at least I thought. But, I mean, that's me. That's me, again, the crazy person, the whack job. But under Obama, I mean, we were at, like, ninth, which this is the United States of America. Before Obama, we were at ninth, which... I don't like that either. We are America. We were predicated. We were built. We were founded on freedom, individual freedom. There is no excuse why the United States is not number one. And number one always. This is ridiculous. Even nine, that's ridiculous. Two is unacceptable. Ridiculous. We're America. I mean, we are supposed to be, anyway, you know, the last free nation. Well, number one is New Zealand. People in New Zealand, well, they've, you know, most people in New Zealand feel that, well, they've got individual freedom. Do they? I don't know. Never been. But Americans' assessments of their personal freedom have significantly declined under President Obama, this article says. It's according to a new study from the Legatum Institute in London. Can we trust it? I don't know. The Institute in London and the United States now ranks below 20. The research shows that citizens of countries including France, Uruguay, Costa Rica now feel they enjoy more personal freedom than Americans. Imagine that. Costa Rica. Well, let's look at this. Number one is New Zealand. Number two is Norway. Now, granted, yeah, there's a lot less people there. It doesn't matter. We are the United States of America. We were founded on freedom. This is, you know, this is who we are. We're freedom. We should be number one. Not number two. Not a very, very, very close second. No. Number one by a long shot. But this is very telling. It really tells a story of just how we used to be and how we are now. We're slipping into the abyss here. We can turn the ship around, but we got to do it. We can't sit on the couch and bitch about it anymore. Can't do that. Can't do that. No. Mm-mm. We got to do something. You know what to do. You don't need to be told what to do. There's always something to do. If you want your freedom, there's always something you can do. So we just got to do it. Always. Never stop. So number two is Norway. Number three is Australia. Wow, Australia. Iceland is number four. I wouldn't mind living in Iceland. Number five is Canada. Of course, Canada's pretty, they're stricter with their political correctness crap than we are. So that kind of seems kind of odd, but whatever. Sweden ranks in at number six. Number seven, the Netherlands. Wow, interesting. Eight is Uruguay. Nine is Denmark. 10 is the United Kingdom. Ireland comes in at 11. Switzerland at 12. Well, they're neutral, so. Belgium at 13. Germany at 14. All the way down to still know the United States. Where's America? Number 15 is Costa Rica. Finland comes in at 16. France. They're crazy in France. They're at 17. 18 is Austria. 19 is Malta. Malta, 19. Still no United States. Wow. Portugal comes in at 20. And the United States comes in at 21. Ridiculous. Then you got Spain, then Hong Kong, Slovenia. Then you got Trinidad and Tobago. I mean, the United States at 21? I mean, my God. I mean, isn't that sad that the United States of America, which when I was a kid and we went to school, K told all about freedom, 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 freedom. We were told we're the only country, you know, I mean, we got freedom. We got a Bill of Rights that gives us our freedom. It's the greatest thing in the world. We're the only ones that have it. And everybody wants to come over here and get it. And others are jealous that we have it, so they want to kill us. Now, I mean, my God. I mean, we go from 9, first of all. 9, okay, fine. You can say what's in the top 10. But it's not in the top 1. Where it should be. We're the United States of America. We got a Constitution. We got the Bill of Rights. What is the point of all these documents? What's the point of freedom if we're not going to use it? What the hell's the point of it? Well, there are people out there that want to get it because they like it. But they're looked down upon. They're haters. They hate. That's right. They hate because they want freedom. All them freedom lovers. Freedom lovers are haters. Good. All right. Now, this Gruber. I've been avoiding this guy. First of all he's doing is telling the truth. And liberals hate that when you do that. I mean, that's cardinal rule number 1. You never tell the truth in liberalism. You get people killed that way. Well, this so-called economist, I mean, he's whatever. Well, somebody found, I mean, everything is on tape nowadays, man. I mean, they go back into tape. I mean, they even have Bill Cosby on tapes back then. Well, it was an old routine, and he was talking about, drugging up and whatever. But wherever you go and whatever you say anymore is recorded. Somebody's got a goddamn camera with them and a recording device wherever you go. Well, he's up in front of, all of these organizations and all these people, and he's talking very candidly, and they didn't have a problem with it then, but now all of a sudden there's a problem. Well, it's because the public found out about it. See, if the public didn't hear about it, they'd still be out there praising him. But no, nobody heard of him. Oh, no, we don't know nothing about this John Gruber. Never heard of him. John Gruber? Who? John Gruber? Honey, you ever heard of John Gruber? Ah! She ain't never heard of him. Nobody has. Nobody heard of this. John Gruber? I never heard of him. Well, they all know who the hell he is. But because he's out there telling the truth and painting a bad light on the Democrats, well, look at them. They're looking bad. Can't have that. Finds out about this. Oh, we're never going to win another election. That's what it's about to these people. That's all they care about is another friggin' election. Well, this guy gets caught telling the truth, and that's all he did was tell the truth. That, yeah, it was deceitful, which we all knew anyway. Which everybody was talking about it. And everybody was warning you, don't go down this path. This is what it is. But nobody heard us. Nobody heard a word. And now all of a sudden they got a tape of one of their own guys coming out there saying what everybody on the right was saying in 2007. I mean, people, where were you? Where the hell was the public? I mean, even in 2007, we told you don't go down this road. You knew the Democrats won. It was either going to be Hillary or Obama, which both had the same basic agenda. They all have the same basic agenda. It's a mess. And as long as they fare out where they make a lot of money and they get reelected, they don't care. As long as they get all the control, they get all the power, they don't care. And that's what their agenda is. It's just to take over power. That's it. That's all that it's about. Nothing else. Well, this John Gruber, he's been around for a long time, and he's been getting millions of dollars from you, the taxpayer, to be a consultant. Everybody's a consultant. I mean, what the hell is a consultant anyway? I mean, is that like, you know, consigliere in the mafia? I mean, whatever. It's all a bunch of crap as far as I'm concerned anyhow. Department of Health and Human Services retained this Mr. Gruber that nobody's ever heard of before. Nobody's ever heard of him. I never heard of him. Retained him back in March of 2009. So he could produce as the contract stipulated. Now get a load of this. This is what the contract told him to do. This is in quotes. And I got to take an extra deep breath here to say this damn thing. When I read it, I was exhausted just reading it. Well, the Department of Health and Human Services retained Mr. Gruber in March of 2009 to produce, as the contract stipulated, a series of technical memoranda on the estimated changes in health insurance coverage and associated costs and impacts to the government under alternative specifications of health system reform. Huh? I mean, what? Oh my God! Which means blah, 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 blah. It means here's your paycheck, and see the president out on the golf course. He's waiting for you. That's what that is. We got $95,000 for it. And an additional Health and Human Services contract that added another $297,000. Getting almost $400,000. Wow. He is the creator of the Gruber Micro Simulation Model. Oh my God, I mean, you can't make this up, man. Jesus God Almighty. Well, he got another contract, I guess, over $2 million in 2007, or since 2007. National Institutes of Health, they clinched a deal for over $2 million. And the Department of Justice, the DOJ, they contracted Mr. Gruber for nearly $1.74 million. My God. Almost $2 million to the DOJ. Now, what the hell? Why would an economist that nobody's ever heard of before, nobody's heard this guy, nobody knows anything about him, nobody, I've never heard of him, I don't know. The phantom, the ghost, why would he be contracted to the DOJ? Well, I asked that same damn question. Well, Mr. Gruber, it turns out, I got this so-called fee for helping to develop, get a load of this, helping to develop viable incentives to be extended to the tobacco companies in order to dissuade them from targeting teen smokers. The DOJ. $1.7 million to a guy to develop incentives to the tobacco company so they don't sell to teenagers. Well, they never really targeted to teenagers anyway, really. And they're not allowed to really advertise anywhere anymore, barely even in friggin' magazines. I mean, it's getting harder and harder and harder to even find a pack of cigarettes to buy. And when you do here in New York, it's 11 friggin' bucks. But I roll my own, so it's a lot cheaper, but why would you need to even spend any money on that in the first place? Doesn't make any sense to me. The tobacco companies aren't targeting teenagers. There's nowhere to advertise. They're not. I mean, you got another $103,000 from the State Department, I guess, so they can figure out, you know, how to pay for that security that they didn't have in Benghazi. Well, because of the sequester. Oh, wait a minute. That was before the sequester. Oh, it was still the Republicans, though. They voted against it. It was them. What? Well, he got $103,000 from the State Department as an expert witness. An expert witness in a NAFTA dispute with the Canadian tobacco firm. He's had contracts with state governments. He's been everywhere. Everybody's contracted this guy. But nobody knows who he is. Nancy Pelosi? Nah. Never heard of him. Obama? Never heard of him. He doesn't have anything to do with anything. He wasn't anywhere near it. He had nothing to do with nothing. We don't even know this guy. Well, this is your president in 2006 as a senator, which he was what? A senator for what? 2 weeks? And then he runs for president? And what did he do as a senator? Oh, that's right. He voted present. All right. Well, this is your president in 2006 who never heard of Jonathan Gruber.
You've already drawn some of the brightest minds from academia and policy circles. Many of them I've stolen ideas from liberally. People ranging from Robert Gordon to Austin Goolsbee, John Gruber.
See? He even stole ideas from John Gruber, but he never heard of him. Yeah, he stole all these ideas from John Gruber. But in 7 years, 8 years or so, I'm never going to hear this guy. I'm not going to know anything about him. I'll deny ever knowing him, but I stole all of his ideas. Well, maybe no wonder they're trying to distance themselves from this guy. If the president stole all of his ideas, obviously they didn't work, so they weren't very good. So now they're trying to distance themselves from it. Well, we've got it right here. Obama stole his ideas. He said it. You know, he's transparent.
Yes, he is. Ho, ho, ho.
I mean, no wonder we're 21. No wonder we're 21st. I don't even think we're really that high. But everybody knows this guy, how much actual work he did on that stupid Obamacare, the damn bill, I don't know. There were a lot of people that did a lot of things. But when he came out and said, yeah, the public is stupid, the voters are stupid, yeah, he is right. He's absolutely correct, because they keep voting for Democrats. They voted for this president. They voted for him twice. That makes you stupid. Just the way it is. And yeah, they didn't care about the guts, even though they were told, look, oh, no, 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 that won't, no, no. Obamacare is going to help everybody, everybody. You know, it's going to, you know, everybody's going to get a free rainbow and unicorn. And now this Keystone Pipeline, now you got liberals all sideways over that. And I seen a stupid Facebook post this morning. And I just, I was going to respond, and then I said, you know, it's not even worth it. It said the Keystone Pipeline, something, something, is really only going to, it's only going to amount to 50 permanent jobs. And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, 50 permanent jobs, here you are. Well, it's the Keystone Pipeline is going to transport oil from Canada to Texas to be sold to China, and only 50 permanent jobs. Okay, well. One, yeah, okay, there's probably a good point with taking that oil and shipping it to China. I would have to agree with that. I think we should sell it, but not to China. I wouldn't give China anything. And I wouldn't borrow any money from them. I tell them to kiss my ass. You don't trust the Chinese, I'm telling you. It's not Chinese people. It's the Chinese government. So don't anybody set themselves on fire and start calling me all Asian phobia. Or whatever that is. I don't know. I don't know what you would call that. Every nationality, every group has got their own phobia to them. I can't keep up with all that crap. But I wouldn't have anything to do with China. I'd cut them bastards right on off. And now Obama's going out there and he's selling the internet to them. You really want China to be in charge of the internet? What the hell is the matter with you people? Why is this country not outraged over that? I don't know. Well, they will be when they won't be able to give what they thought they were going to be able to give one more. You're like, hey, where's my website? Trying to find out where. I can't find nothing. What the hell is this? What the hell is all this anti-American propaganda doing here? Well, welcome to the internet. I wonder how much money Obama's getting by selling our internet. First of all, it's the internet. It's open. It's free for anybody. There shouldn't be any censor. Who the hell are people to censor anyway? I hate censorship. I think it's ridiculous. Never liked it, never will. You don't like it? Well, then don't listen. Don't read it. Don't do whatever with it. Don't watch it. Whatever. All right, let's get moving on here. But everybody knows who this Gruber is, including the president. But, I mean, how do these people do this? This is what I don't understand. And knowing full well, I mean, the president knows full well that he knows who this Gruber is, and he's praised him in public, in front of meetings and dinners and ceremonies and whatnot. Nancy Pelosi, she's probably had lunch with the bastard. Who knows? She's talked to him probably. I don't know. But all these people know who he is. And they've talked about him. And they know that they've talked about them publicly. And then when they get involved in the scandal, then everybody goes, I never heard of him. I don't know. I know. Obama, oh, no, he's just another guy on the block. Another guy in the neighborhood. I guess the public is stupid. The voters are stupid. How do they get suckered into this crap? I don't know. But I find this kind of crap, I mean, when you lie to me like that, I mean, that's offensive. And knowing full well that you're lying. I know that you're lying, and you know that I know that you're lying, but you continue to lie. And I'm supposed to just suck it up and accept it. No. Unfortunately, far too many people do. And far too many people in the media. Oh, I don't want to really say too much because then I'll never get another interview. Well, you don't really have an interview anyway if you're not going to interview them. So I don't want to hear it. I mean, we got the press corps. We do have good reporters. I mean, I'm not saying that we don't. But we're at a point now where these guys are going to have to get a little bit tougher. Because the American people, I do believe they just want the truth. I believe the American people are thirsty. They are dying for the truth. That's all they want. We were sold this bill of goods. Oh, you're going to get all this transparency. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We still haven't got it. We want it. That's all we're asking for. You'd be surprised how far you can get with a little bit of honesty. Try it out sometime. See how far it gets you. Well, depends on what it is, I understand. But honesty sometimes will get you a lot farther than you think. People will respect it. Respect lasts for a long time. Fear can only last so long, but respect will last forever. All right, from the Washington Times. I need another shot of grog, man. My throat is killing me again. These damn allergies, they kill me. My nose was killing me before the show. My eyes were watering. Every friggin' year. All right, hold on. Damn, that is some good grog, but I don't know how far we're going to be able to go. I might not even have a friggin' voice. Whatever. I don't know. But anyway, the White House dared the Republicans, which, I'm sick of the Republicans. I mean, I know we won some new seats, but did we really? Did we win the right seats? Well, no. We got two seats that need to be replaced. The Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader. Now, great, they might be great guys. They might be real nice guys. That's fine. That's fine. However, I don't trust that they're going to actually get anything done. I would be very surprised if they did. And if they do, I will applaud them. However, I don't see anything. I don't see anything productive coming out of this Congress. I don't see anything productive coming out of John Boehner as Speaker of the House. Trey Gowdy would be my choice. However, it wouldn't matter even if you did get Trey Gowdy because you still have Mitch McConnell. So just because you have Trey Gowdy doesn't mean you're going to get anything done. You still have Mitch McConnell. Who, I mean, this guy, he'll find a way to block any kind of progress. Unless he's making money. If he's making money, he'll make damn sure it gets done. I don't trust this guy for nothing. Never have and I never will. And this is our fault. We got to stop voting these guys in. Now Mitch McConnell's in for another friggin' 6 years, this guy. I mean, Kentucky, come on. You couldn't find anybody? Nobody can challenge this guy? In Ohio, you can't find anybody better than John Boehner? You can't challenge John Boehner? Why can't you challenge him? Well, you know, he won an election. You can't challenge him. Yeah, you can. Just because he's won an election? What does that mean? Has he done his job? Well, that has nothing to do with it. He's won an election for a couple of times. And, you know, he's well established. That's the problem. They're well established. That is the problem. Well, the White House dared Republicans to try and stop Obama's climate change agenda. Now, this first of all, I mean, look, we've got ISIS chopping our heads off all over the world. We still got all kinds of problems with Benghazi. We still, you know, don't know where the president was and why he deserted his post. We still haven't resolved Fast and Furious. We haven't even come close to resolving what the IRS did. Nobody seems to want to care about that. The stimulus package, that's almost $1 trillion taken out of the American taxpayers' kitty to go to friends. So they can get multi-million dollar bonus checks. They can get all kinds of salaries. And they can get all kinds of good money. Oh, yeah, it's all free, too. But nobody got a shovel-ready job. We got Obamacare where the rates are going up. And, of course, they're telling you that the rates are all going down, but the American people are saying, no, they're not. So, I don't know. We're losing doctors, we know that. Even if you could get on the side and get your Obamacare, one, it was more expensive, and you don't have your doctor, and you don't have the same amount of care. These stupid packages. Look, you get sick, you get sick. Fix me up, and you're done. With the packages. I mean, that's... And now they won't give you chemotherapy. Well, it doesn't come with a package. Package? I'm spending twice as much as I spent, you know, last year. And now I get cancer, now you won't cover me. You think by spending twice as much as you did the year before, on a plan that's supposed to save me $2,500 on average and give more care, think I would get more care? Do you know that the government gets more money? That's what it's all about. As long as they're making money, then they're making progress. You are irrelevant. Your well-being is irrelevant. However, I can't say this enough. They are not the government. We are the government. This is our government, not theirs. This is ours. We have the control. We just need to exercise that control. And if we don't exercise it, well, then we lose it. We don't have it. Stupid climate change with all these problems. Immigration, child kidnapping, ISIS. I mean, you name it. All the problems that's going on in the United States. And one of their main top priorities is climate change agenda. I mean, climate change. First of all, come on. Even if it does exist, let's just say that it does. Let's just say that it does. And let's just say that the United States cuts back all of their emissions, supposedly. Well, how is that going to save the planet? Because you still have China, who produces more smoke and toxic fumes and damn near half the world, you know, combined. You've got Russia, you've got Europe, you've got all these countries that produce stuff. And so we're supposed to do it by ourselves. And if we do, well, then we're going to save the planet. And if we don't, well, it's going to be rapid. And the planet's going to turn into a big fireball and we're all going to die. Which I don't think is going to happen. And if it does, there's nothing we can do about it. We're all going to die. But people buying into this hoax, man, this nonsense of the so-called climate change, which if you study the science, which I have, I studied it in college, helped me get the job that I wanted in the Navy. I studied it in the Navy. I used it in the Navy. The science is out there to study. You do not have to be a scientist to study science and understand science. You don't have to be a scientist to know things. You can study. You can learn. You do not have to be a scientist to learn science. Not for nothing. So if somebody tells you, what do you know? You're not a scientist. So? I can't study the science. I can't learn it. I have to be a scientist. I've got a piece of paper with my name on it that says I'm a scientist. So this gives me my pass to learn. And if I'm not a scientist, I'm not allowed to learn it. Is that what you're saying? What the hell are you saying? You're an idiot. Shut up. This is how these people are. What do you know? You're not a scientist. Well, neither are you. Yeah, but I'm taking the advice from scientists. They're not scientists. Look, these people get paid by the government, which is you, by the way. They get grants from the government, from the taxpayer, to make a model that shows that the planet's melting and everybody's dying and it's all George Bush's fault. However, if you show a graph based on science and facts and evidence and proof and logic, well, you're not going to get the grant. But the one over here that says that the planet's melting, you're going to get the grant. And you're going to get the money for coming up with something that doesn't exist. Storytelling. So we, the taxpayers, are paying these people. These so-called scientists. To become fiction writers. And entertain us. I mean, you can't make this up, but this is true. This is what's happening. This is where it is. This is where we are in the world now. Well, on a conference call with reporters, the White House counselor, John Podesta, which he irritates me, he said that the administration will move ahead on the issue despite Republican efforts to stand in its way. Oh, my God. These people are just... All the problems going on in the world, they want to pick a fight about something that doesn't exist. And we can't find anybody to, I don't know, look into this medical kidnapping and
DCF, you know, just taking kids. Can't find anybody to get involved in that. We need to worry about climate change. Really? All right. He even called out incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell by name.
Ooh.
Saying that the Kentucky Republican will not succeed in trying to slow executive action on global warming. I believe the president will complete actions. It is a top priority of his, and I don't believe they can stop us, Mr. Podesta said. I mean, these people, they didn't. That's all it's about to them. Okay, you might have the power to do something. It doesn't mean that you need to exercise it. You have to exercise that power responsibly. You don't do it for personal gain. Well, that's what they think it is. It's all about them. They forget the fact that the government is the people. The people are the government. The people are the people. We are the country. Not the government. The people. We are. This is about us. This is our document. This is our structure, our foundation. And those that don't like it have never read it. They've only heard from their college professor who told them that it's bad. Or their school teacher in high school, and junior high. Hell, even grade school. Grade school kids, I mean, they're taught that, you know, Republicans are bad, Democrats are good. Well, under Mr. Obama, the EPA, which that EPA, my God, the EPA. I hate even saying that. I hate even saying their name. I mean, it's just, there goes my supper. Just mentioning their name gets me ill. Well, the EPA has now proposed harsh new limits. Well, they're not harsh. They're devastating. These so-called emissions for these power plants. Well, again, I know I sound like a broken record, but you can't legislate technology. It would be nice. It'd be nice to, you know, pass a piece of legislation that, you know, says that every, you know, they've got personal rocket ships where people can just go to the moon, go to different planets. Push one button, you hyperspace, and you're on Mars in what? 10 minutes. A little thing called reality sets in. What the hell is that? Reality? Ah, don't give me all this reality crap. Knock it off. Reality schmeality. I mean, this new climate deal that he has come up with, this president of ours, with China, of all people. Which is nothing more than just more takeover, more of your freedom being taken away, and you don't realize it. And they get you here, they get you there, they get you everywhere. Getting you, and you have no idea that you're being God. And you think, oh, well, it's for the environment. Oh, well, it's for this. It's for my own good. It's for this own good. It's for this. It's for that. Well, then you're going to wake up, and you're going to have nothing. You're going to try to turn on the light because you can't see. And guess what? Well, the light doesn't work. You don't have any electricity. Why? Well, they took it away. Why? Well, because there just isn't enough to go around. Only the rich people can get it. The elite. The Democrat ruling class. They can have the electricity. But you, the peasant, no, you get nothing. You see, we don't have any more coal. and that produces most of the electricity in this country, so we can't use that anymore. So only the elite, you know, the super powerful, you know, the ruling Democrat class, they get the electricity because they're special people. Unlike you, you're not special. You're a peasant. Now get to work. To make matters even worse with this stupid climate legislation, which there's not going to be any coal mines, there's not going to be anything, nobody's going to have anything. He just wants everybody poor. That's their idea of equality. If there's, you know, a group of poor people over here, well, all the people that aren't poor now have to be poor, so everybody's even. Instead of trying to make a way where the poor people are, well, the same as the rich, they want to make the rich the same as the poor. I don't get it. I don't understand. Certain things my brain just cannot process. And in this case, I don't think it wants to. But all these cutbacks with these caps and remissions and this and that, it's not going to do a damn thing. Then they stretch it out, well, by 2030. Well, wait a minute. By 2030, you're going to have this, you're going to cut back on this. But, I mean, in 2014, we were supposed to have lost all of our, you know, polar ice caps. And by 2020, I mean, we're supposed to be a fireball. But we're supposed to, we're only going to cut back, you know, just a little bit by 2030. I mean, you see, these numbers are arbitrary. They're not real. There is no real. And again, getting back to that post with Facebook about the 50 permanent jobs, first of all, it's bogus. Just gonna, look, it's going to take at least more than 50 people to maintain it. So there's going to be more than 50 permanent jobs. So when somebody tells you that, I mean, look at him and say, think about it, you idiot. From Canada, all the way down to Texas, to Houston, or thereabouts, anywhere, somewhere near there. Maybe a little farther west, wherever it is. It's going to take more than 50 people to maintain that pipeline, just to maintain it. And this is liberal thinking, because somebody put it on Facebook means it's true. Now, a lot of that oil, will it go to China? Unfortunately, probably. But it could go to other countries, and it could go to us. So the point is, well, we could be making money, which helps us prosper. It is going to be more than 50 permanent jobs. And that's common sense. But that's me. Again, common sense. Logic. Because they're not working on the pipeline, or after the pipeline is built, that they're not working on the pipeline doesn't mean that that pipeline isn't creating a job somewhere. But again, you can't tell a liberal that. They don't understand it. You understand it because you're smart. I understand it because I'm smart. I think. But they don't. So to make matters even more ridiculous, a friggin' Berkeley, of all places, this place is a mess. Again, I love the Bay Area of California, but my God, in sweet blue heaven, you people, come on now. Work with me a little here, will ya? I mean, there's something wrong with you people. Seriously. Nancy Pelosi, problem right there. I mean, if you're going to vote for something like that, time after time after time after time again, you've got a problem. You need severe medical attention immediately.
We're talking shock therapy. We're talking lobotomies. I mean, we're talking a lot of stuff here. Brain transplants. If you can do a soul transplant, that would be nice. But you need some help. Well, Berkeley, California, which is in the Bay Area, will decide whether to not get this. This is, I read this and I just went, you know, I mean, a few years ago, I might think this is bogus. Come on. No, not anymore. Even if it is bogus, it is something that they would come up with. But it's not bogus. It's true. This is what makes it absolutely more disgusting. And you're probably going to see this in a lot of different places. You're probably going to see this now. This is their idea. They think this works. They have no idea what they're doing. But somebody's getting paid a lot of money to come up with a lot of crap. Well, Berkeley's going to decide whether to slap stickers on gas pumps. Now, look, get this. Warning that burning fuel contributes to global warming. Plan that's a first of its kind in the country, but soon to come to every pump near you. A warning label on your gas pump that says that burning fuel contributes to global warming. So every time I go to the gas pump and put gas in my pump, I'm supposed to feel guilty, and that means what? I won't get any gas? Okay, but how am I supposed to get home? How am I supposed to go to work? How am I supposed to go to Home Depot? And, you know, I'm supposed to go to the supermarket. I'm supposed to get around. What am I supposed to do? Well, they don't have an answer for it. Other than, well, they don't care. They came up with the rules and, you know, they're in charge. And the EPA, they know better. You don't know anything. But they do. They won an election. They were appointed. They're a scientist. They're this. They're that. They got a piece of paper with their name on it. Well, again, I can get a piece of paper and put my stupid name on it. Then what? I can put on a piece of paper that I'm smarter than you. Then what? Whoa, wait a minute. No, we're not going to wait a minute. Warning labels on friggin' gas pumps. I mean, how did we get to this? How did we get to this level? How did we get here? Why did we get here? When are we going back? That's what I want to know. I can't take any more of this nonsense. This is crap. Well, evidently they're expected to vote, I guess, today, tonight. They're probably voting right now. This is what people are voting for. Imagine that. This is a topic to vote on. Anybody who would bring this up for a vote needs to lose their job. You got to vote on this, on stupid warning labels, on gas pumps. And I guess if you don't have the warning label, I mean, do they fine you? Do you get a, you know, you get a ticket? And how big is the fine? And where is that money going to go? What are you going to do with that money? Why do you need them? How much money is it going to cost now, the taxpayer? Or is it every gas station, are they going to have to buy their own stickers? I mean, somebody's got to print them up. Somebody's got to make them. It's going to cost some money. There's a lot of, you know, hey. So who's going to pay for them? Well, the taxpayer, that's who. And for what? How is it going to stop global warming, even if it is real, which it isn't,
But let's just say for argument's sake that it is real. How the hell is putting a warning label on your gas pump going to stop global warming? People are really going to feel that guilty about putting gas in their car. They're not going to buy any more gas. And then the world will be saved. I mean, think about that for just a second. Think about that. I mean, in a pipe dream, in a movie, you can make it so. But in reality, do you really think it can come true? Do you really? And then you got a problem. You got a problem. It won't. It can't. It's stupid. Again, no logic, no common sense. Just stupid. And these people are probably very well so-called educated. They all have pieces of paper with their name on it. They're all smart. And this is what they come up with. Warning labels on gas pumps. Wow. And they wonder why, well, the whole country rejected liberalism this last go-around. People are finding out they don't like it. Well, same with Nazism. Once they found out what Nazism was really all about, they went, whoa, wait a minute. Amino likey. Well, too late. You got it. Well, we're going to have to do the same thing here. Well, now here's a way that Republicans now can act like their normal liberal selves. Republicans, I mean, I'm sick and tired of them. You know, and it makes me sick because we have some good ones in there. We do. We've got some good guys in Congress. We've got some guys in there that and gals that really seriously want to do a good job. But it's always the ones that are in power, for whatever reason, they don't want to do a good job because they're not going to get paid. And if they're not going to get paid, well, they're not going to do anything except for run for re-election. And if anybody challenges them, well, they've got to be discredited. They've got the power to do so. Well, you've heard of sequester. You've heard of recession. The greatest recession in world history. Oh, my God. I mean, I got so sick and tired of hearing that. Oh, the biggest recession. The greatest recession. The great recession. Oh. It's devastating. But Obama, he's going to save it. He's going to save the planet. We still have 92 million people out of work. And he's calling this a success because the numbers don't reflect that. They only reflect the people getting unemployment insurance. Well, there's no jobs and no people looking for jobs because there is none to look for. And the 6% that are collecting unemployment insurance have all lost their jobs because of Obama. And their insurance is going to run out after a while. And then what? Then what do you have? Well, we got unemployment is at zero. Yeah. Because there are no jobs to have. Well, now they've got a thing called rescission. Well, it's a way for Congress to take money back after they put it in the legislation. See, now this is what they want to do. This is Republicans for you. This is the stupidity. Well, it's not stupidity. This is devious. They're trying to do the same thing the Democrats do. But they're trying to get this, all of these stuff, all of Obama's agenda passed, where it looks like they're fighting against it, but they're not. And this is the kind of crap that I can't stand in politics. This is what I don't like in our Congress and why they play that game. It makes no sense to me. But they do. So what they want to do is they want to put all this money. All this money. Oh, yeah, here you go. Here you get all this immigration money. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then afterwards, after you pass the bill, then they want to go back and they want to take that money out. But see, well, they got to pass the House, and then they got to pass the Senate, and then they got to pass the President. He's got to pass it or veto it. Well, there's a reason for it. I mean, say they come up with something, and then a couple of months later something happens, and they need to take that money out. They need to use it for something else. They don't want to need it for whatever reason. Blah, 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 blah. So it makes sense. In this case, it's not going to work. One, it's not going to pass. It'll probably pass the House, but it wouldn't pass the Senate. And if it did, would it be very close? It could. But let's just say that it does pass the Senate. Do you really think the President is not going to veto it? Of course he is. Well, if it comes back, and if they can get, I think they need 67 in the Senate to override the veto. Do they have it? As of right now, I would say no. There is no guarantee. So if they do this cockamamie bill, which I don't know if they will or they won't, God only knows, they're going to probably end up doing something very similar to it. I mean, these are the people. They get blamed for closing the government down, which it wasn't them that closed the government down. It was the Democrats, but that's all right. But they get blamed for closing the government down because the Republicans was trying to rein in government spending. But the Republican Party, in order to open up the government again and agree to their terms, they ended up spending more money. Mitch McConnell gets a multi-million dollar bridge, or multi-billion dollars, I think it was. Like $14 billion or whatever. I don't know what the number was. Millions or billions, I don't care. But when you're closing the government down over too much government spending, and then you open it up by spending more money, I mean, you have to question their integrity. You have to question their, well, competence. Well, that's what this bill does. This is bogus. So the Republicans are just basically giving Obama everything that they want. And then they can come back and they can, well, we tried to do this. Oh, yeah, we tried to get that money back and we said we were going to do it, but the president, he vetoed it. All of this and all that, we tried, we did this, but vote for us again and we'll get it this next time. Oh, I promise you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shut up. Well, there's a lot of conservatives that said, no, this, we're not doing this. And this was done by Hal Rogers. He's a Republican from Kentucky. He's the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. He's pushing this. I think I know that Hal Rogers. And I think I like him, but I'm not liking him now. And I don't know why the hell the Republicans, and John Boehner did that too, all these ceremonial votes. I mean, I don't want that. If you're going to bother doing something, then make it worth it. Do it. And if you're going to close the government down for too much government spending, you don't open the government back up by spending more money. But again, that's me. That's me and the crazy person, the whack job. Well, this isn't going to work if this is what they want to do. I know they're trying to do this rescission. They're trying to stop the immigration. Well, we don't need a new immigration bill. We just have to follow the bill we already have. It's called law. Why can't we do that?
Why do we got to fart around with all of this other crap? What's reform? What does that mean? Well, reform means amnesty. That's what it means. That's what it means. When you hear Democrats say the word reform, okay, what they're saying is we want amnesty. Where everybody's a citizen. They just come on over here. What about the terrorists? You know, the people from other countries, you know, they want to behead us, you know, like ISIS, you know, like that. What about them? What about the gangs from Central America and Mexico? What about them? Oh, well, they're people too, unicorns and rainbows. Yeah, they'll think so when they break into their home and chop their family's heads off and rape their daughters. Look, we are allowing a lot of really bad people in. A lot of bad people are coming in our borders here. And we're doing absolutely nothing about it, but allowing more to come in. And then Obama now, this new immigration bill or amnesty crap that he's going to try to pass. Now they're saying what? 4 to 5 million, which... Do you really believe that they're going to do all this for only 4 to 5 million? We have well over 12 million in the country now. And how many have actually come over here in the last year? Could be more. We could have anywhere from 15 to 20 million people illegally over here. Whatever the number is, it doesn't matter. But it's going to be a hell of a lot more than four that are going to get amnesty. And even if they don't get amnesty, they're not going to go anywhere. And we did this ourselves. All we had to do was secure the border. I'm not saying that we need to get our military out there. And if somebody crosses the border, we shoot them, blow them up. That's not what I'm saying. We just keep them from coming over. And if they do, we make them go back. Unlike Mexico, if you come over, well, they throw you in jail forever. Here, you come out and you do a bunch of crimes, you're an illegal alien, we throw you in jail, and then we release you. So you can commit more crimes and kill more people. And then we release you again because we've got no room for you. And it's getting close to amnesty, but yet you kill again. Now you're on the run and we can't find you. But you'll be back. You'll be back to kill again. And they want reform. Well, here's your new reform. Follow the laws that are on the books. That's your reform. Congress is now closed. There's nothing to do. Well, again, Republicans and conservatives, real Republicans, conservatives, they rejected it. The Democrats rejected it. Well, of course they would. Nancy Pelosi, oh, she came out. Oh, yeah. Of course I would be against it, she says. Oh, of course I would be against retroactive spending cuts. Well, of course you would, sweetheart. You're a liberal. They're against any spending cut. Anytime you cut money, oh, no, we can't have that. Oh, we got to bring it home. Oh, we want to spend more money? Oh, okay, we like that. Well, that's about it that we got here for tonight. My voice is gone. I can't speak. I can barely hear myself. I want to thank everybody listening here tonight, everybody that's on their smartphones, everybody's going to download later. And again, the Radio Jihad Network. You got to listen to it. Monday night, 6 p.m., Vito Esposito, a good friend of mine. He's a New York native. Where's he at now? I don't know. He's probably in Florida. I don't know. But he's somewhere. He's on Blog Talk Radio. That's where he's at. Radio Jihad Network. They're on every night. You can find something on there every night. You want to find out what's going on in the world with ISIS, with jihad, with all of this? That's the place you want to go. That's the place you want to tune into.
You're not going to hear that crap on the Sean Hannity show. You're not going to hear that anywhere else. You're going to hear it right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm serious. These are Americans. These are people that know. And they're talking about things. And they can actually tell the truth and not be afraid to do it and lose their sponsorship. Well, we don't have that here. But if you want to learn something, you want to find out what's going on in the world, well, then you got to tune in. You got to listen up. Pay attention. Radio Jihad Network. Look them up. Blog Talk Radio. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Sorry for my voice, but not much I can do about it. We'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.
You feel that?